Good morning. Steady, light to moderate rain with some heavier bursts moving through interior New York and New England this morning out ahead of a cold front that's a part of the storm system that has been moving through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes over the last couple of days. The center of the storm will track through southern Canada as that cold front drags through the region, and rain will begin to wind down as we head deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon from west to east. Out ahead of the front, temperatures are mainly in the 40s and 50s, but cooler air is flowing in behind the front as the clouds break up and we have a return to sunshine. With that sun, though, later today, it'll negate the effects of that chilly northwest breeze, so while temperatures will take a bit of a dip immediately behind the front, we'll rebound nicely this afternoon back into the lower 50s on average. High pressure building in. We'll continue the clearing trend overnight tonight with dry weather, temperatures back into the 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a cool start tomorrow, but lots of sunshine through the day. And with that same high pressure center in control, high temperatures will bounce back into the lower and middle 50s. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will begin to dominate the weather later on in the week. A little bit of energy cycling through the ridge may produce a few scattered clouds on Thursday and Friday, but still plenty of sunshine and a nice warm-up both days with highs in the middle to upper 50s. As that ridge of high pressure strengthens over the weekend, even warmer air will be allowed to come into the region for Saturday and Sunday. And right now it looks like plenty of sunshine both days with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Now, a couple of days ago, it looked like a pesky storm may meander over us as we head into the upcoming weekend. But right now, fewer and fewer computer models are buying into that solution. So we'll continue the trend toward nice weather and a warm up. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of southern Texas. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon in a moistening upslope return flow regime in the vicinity of the Texas Big Bend area. As stronger forcing for ascent overspreads the region from the west, isolated severe thunderstorms are expected to develop over the higher terrain in Mexico and shift eastward across the Rio Grande during the evening. Additional isolated strong storms may persist near the remnant cold front. This activity should collectively shift eastward across the Edwards Plateau and southern Texas through the night. Roughly 50 knots of effective shear and modest instability will initially allow for supercells capable of large hail and gusty, locally damaging winds with the strongest cells. And given the moist, low levels with low to mid-60s dew points and back low-level wind, a tornado cannot be ruled out. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate rain and fog, 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility with light rain, 51 degrees, the dew point 47, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Cotulla, Del Rio, Laredo, McAllen, and McGregor, all in Texas, to a low of 6 at Hettinger, North Dakota, and Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun near 60, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain, and highs in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, scattered showers with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 46, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.08 of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 1.23 inches, which is 0.04 above normal. And 7.72 inches for the year, which is 1.47 inches of liquid precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 36. The record high 84 set in 1977, and the record low 13 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m. 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy, with rain this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain this morning, then some sunshine later in the day with highs in the mid-50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain this morning, then some sunshine later in the day with highs in the lower to mid-50s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Clearing tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower to mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the middle to upper 50s. More sunshine on Saturday in the mid-60s and back into the middle and upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday. A chance of showers on Monday, closer to the Canadian border with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.